This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves as we kick off hour number three. Anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We give everything away on our website. Totally free, freetalklive.com. We go back to the phones, back to the phone. We continue the topic from hour number two. We're talking discipline, children, schools. How do you keep the kids in line? And just a discipline in general. We're back with Jeanette in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Now, Jeanette, you were going to share with us what you described as the most, was it the most effective discipline method?
Yes, yes, I think so.
Okay, let's take it from the top. What exactly happened?
Well, like I said, a friend of ours told us this story, and he had an 8-year-old sister who marched home one day declaring that she could turn his father and mother in if they did anything to her that she didn't like.
Because the teacher told her that she could.
The teachers told her that she could. And like I said, his dad's kind of an old-fashioned sort of guy. And he frog-marched this kid into her
bedroom. What does that mean? What is a frog-march? I thought that's what you said
last time. Took her by the arm and marched her in a room.
Okay.
And made her pack her bag. And then he marches her back out to the kitchen table. And he sits down and he makes her bring him the phone book so he can find the nearest, I forget what it was, CPS or foster care center or whatever. And he said to her, this kid, you know, if you want the state to raise you, you got your wish. So he made a big show of looking up in the phone book, you see. And then marched this kid off to the car and off they drove. And this friend of ours said about an hour later they came back. And the whole time his little sister was blubbering and carrying on. And anyway,
when he said that, you mean like, I don't want to go.
She was a little concerned at that point.
Right.
And anyway, they came back and she was still carrying on. And his father made her go in and unpack her bag. And then he made everybody gather around the kitchen table. And all he said to this kid was, he got right down in her face and pointed right at her nose. He said, don't you ever, ever threaten me again. And
wow.
That's all that needed to be done. He never laid a hand on her.
That's awesome.
Isn't that awesome? And you know what? I think all parents out there need to hear this story.
That's really creative parenting, because we've talked about the issue of parents abusing their kids or parents spanking their kids on this show, and it's always been my contention that when you resort to spanking, it's simply because you're just not creative enough to think up something else. And a great example right there.
Isn't that great?
Anything else on your mind tonight?
That's it.
Thanks for the call. We really appreciate hearing from you. And I'm not creative enough, which is why I won't have kids, because I don't want to hit them.
It's kind of interesting, because in that circumstance, what you've got is, you know, the kid's very excited. I have power.
Right.
I'm in charge. It has been that my parent has been in charge up to this point. I'm in charge. So
they won't tell me to take out the trash ever again.
So you have what is a very big experience for them, very exciting. So you have to create a big experience around. You know, I think that if you didn't do this sort of the way they did it, you might not have as much luck as he did.
I think that was pretty smooth.
It was smooth, but he made a big show of it.
Right.
You understand? Walked her in, packed her bags,
got
the phone book.
Yep.
He looked through the pages. Took about an hour in the whole process.
Yeah.
And you know, she's a mess. She's a wreck. She thinks she's going to foster care. Well, she will go to foster care if she manages to get him locked up for beating on her. What she needs to realize is the repercussions of her actions. She can't do that in 5 minutes.
Exactly. Yeah, and a big part of parenting is, you know, spending time with your kids. And if you don't have the time to spend, you probably shouldn't be having kids. And I think a lot of parents that are just too busy to come up with creative solutions like that resort to violence because they don't know any better. 1-800-259-9231. We talked to Bill in Montana listening on KGEZ. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
How y'all doing?
Great,
hey, Bill.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Listen to that gal drummed up a,
a memory that I happened to have the opportunity to do that with my daughter a few years back.
Really? Was it?
And I didn't go to the extent of driving her around town, but she packed her bags and she sat on the front porch for about an hour crying.
Did she have that same attitude of, you better look out, Dad, because now I can control you? Is that what it was?
Yeah, she did. And that was at about the age of 7 or so. And I don't know where she picked it up from. It was never anything that, you know, we had instilled in her.
Sure.
Every kid, it happens to every kid. They figure it out.
It does. But I think where the problem mostly lies right now is the parents have no spine and no follow through. They threaten their kids and threaten their kids with all these different actions, whether they be a spanking or, you know, you're grounded or no phone or no treats after dinner. They don't follow through with it.
You're saying parents aren't actually taking away the privileges that they're
well,
just
they're
trying?
They're not. No, I see it right here in my own town.
Really?
Kids
if, you
are
if you threaten it and you don't do it, you're in big trouble.
Yeah.
Exactly. Then the kid runs you.
Then they know that you're just
look
playing.
Look what happens when the guy goes down and gets busted for stealing a car. He goes down to the courthouse. He sits there in front of the judge, and the judge says, okay, you're going to get 2 years. What actually happens here?
Well, it depends on the state and you know the situation,
it
but
does.
There are lots and lots of people that get away with 6 months probation,
there
and he doesn't
go.
Do anything.
There you go. They were just told they're going to get 2 years. And even if they do get the 2 years, all they do is 6 months, 8 months in jail, and they're walking around in the streets again.
If that, and in some cases, you'll get the 2 years, you'll go to the you know the processing center in the prison. Bam, you're turned around inside of 45 days.
There you
go. You're at a work release center where you do the remainder of your time. So they never really were in a prison.
So they're not even following through.
Huh.
You know, and
that's
these people are adults by now, and so they're gonna. This is going to, you know, the natural course of things is this is going to be reflected down and down and down to where, you know, if it's not inconvenient for mom to stay home on a Thursday or Friday night instead of going over to the sewing club or going out to dinner with some friends or something,
right.
They let the kid off the hook.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid learns that. And the thing I've learned over the years is they learn how to manipulate you.
Absolutely.
They know how to do it. Or they don't know how to do it, but they learn how to do
it. It's innate. I mean, they know whether they
don't,
whether they're consciously doing it or not.
I don't think they are.
I think they are, too.
I don't think that they are consciously doing it.
I don't think they are either, any more than a dog like will find a weak spot in the fence.
Exactly. He's going to go through the hole. He
and
knows
it just,
it's there, and he's going to do it over
gonna do
and
it.
Over.
I've seen this happen. I've seen this happen with a 3-year-old.
Yeah.
My former lady used to babysit this little girl, and this little girl used to walk all over her mom. I mean, her mom would do whatever it was that you know the little girl wanted. You know, the little girl had to go out somewhere. Mommy, tie my shoes. Mom would come over and tie the shoes. Well, my former lady would refuse. She said, "Well, you know how to tie your own shoes. You tie your own shoes. You know, when you don't let them take advantage of you, then they learn that they can't." And
exactly.
I think you're making a great point. Don't let them walk on you.
You know, she was so pretty, I would have done whatever she wanted to, too.
Sucker.
She was such a pretty little girl.
I've got a 12-year-old daughter myself. And in the last year and a half, I've invested hundreds of dollars in behavior management materials and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I've found I use some of it. It doesn't all apply, and it's not all effective to every child. But, you know, the dramatization of what that gal was saying that child's dad did, that has a lot to do with it. You know, I was raised in the 70s as a child. I was spanked by my mom. When I got a little older and I was living with my father, I was beaten. I know the difference.
Whoa.
I know what it is. I had bloody noses, black eyes, you know, the ribs hurt.
There's
whatever
no doubt
the case
that
was.
That's absolutely wrong. I mean,
and it
no
was.
Doubt.
But what it did for me, though, and I'm thankful for it, is it taught me the line. And that's important, because I do spank my kids.
So now you know what
but
line personally not to cross.
I shake the belt on my way down the hall.
Gotcha.
And I walk real slow, and I, you know, they're more scared of me walking in the room than they are the actual spank.
Understood. Joe, thanks, Bill, thank you for the call, man. We really appreciate hearing from you. You take control of the airwaves.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1%, in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves with a simple phone call. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231, and it's toll-free. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got archives, lots of them. In fact, we've got 12 months of them. Right there on the front page of the site. There's no logging in, no membership fee. You just go and download them. Totally free. FreeTalkLive.com. Also, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Still talking discipline, we go to the phones again to Joe in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hey, guys. Haven't talked to you in a while.
Hey, Joe.
I had some difficulties. I want to bring up a couple topics.
Sure.
I have mixed feelings on this. At the same time, Because I had the crap beat out of me as I was a child, and we could never stand up to our parents, and you know my situation. I think you can discipline a child, but I don't think she was, I mean, kids have to have some power. Yes, she was wrong, but the father may or may not have gone too far. You know, it's okay to make him cry a little, but you know what I mean?
Are you referencing the father that threatened to eject his kid from his house and send her to foster care?
Yeah, I mean, there must be a
I don't think he went too far at all. That was wonderful psychological method.
Yeah, sure, but I mean, just don't scare them too much so they'll become like a puppet.
How scared will they be when the father actually does get drug away and she does get sent to DCS?
Yeah, that's true. But at the same time, the father can't lose his head either. See, I think that's the problem in our society. They showed on 2020 a few weeks ago, I don't know whether you guys saw it, Out of Control Parents.
No, I didn't. Was it...
He was beating the crap out of his kid because she called him a liar as his stepdaughter, and he admitted he was afraid that he'd lose her. Well, if he keeps that up, he's going to lose her again, too.
That's right. Sure.
He's lost his other kids, and so now they're living with her grandparents, and they're getting along good as long as she doesn't live with him. It's just that they don't know how to handle situations.
No, they don't. And there's no, there's no official... there's no right way to raise kids, you know. Everybody disagrees on the correct way to raise children. And so most parents are just sort of going into it, stumbling blindly.
Well, plus this girl has ADA and things like that and the difficult attention span. Now, another topic I wanted to bring up.
Sure.
If I could. And are your shows still in torrent? Because I can't use torrent. Or are they in MP3 now?
We've got both.
Oh, all of them. Great.
Well, no, the last 11 months are torrent files.
Oh,
but
wow.
The last month's worth you can get in MP3.
We should make them all in MP3.
But the torrents are MP3s, see? The torrent just kind of brings them all together into an easily downloadable chunk.
Yeah,
anyway, we can't get into tech stuff here.
No, but you need a program to do it. Okay.
Yes.
Medical problems. I'm having trouble getting... I have to have a video endoscopy because I have problems with my vocal cords. We don't know what I got, a polyps or something.
Mm-hmm.
I can go up to the doctor. As you know, I can't see. I take the transportation ride. The technicians will come down and walk me up to the office. But if I go to the hospital, they're going to put me to sleep and then wake me up when it's all over, supposedly, unless I go to another world.
Yeah,
but
understood.
They can't walk me down from the office to the ride. Now, the ride's not supposed to come up and pick you up or walk you up.
Wait.
Why is that?
I'm confused. Hold on a second. Is it if you go to the hospital that they can't walk you down? They can escort you up, but they can't escort you down? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm sure that they will find a way to escort me up to the endoscopy suite.
Uh-huh.
But for some stupid reason, their policy is not to... I can't leave the suite because, you know, you're going to be a little impaired after you wake up without somebody.
Right.
And the ride will meet me downstairs. I said, well, why can't you have one of your nurses walk me downstairs?
Yeah, or wheelchair you out.
Well,
that's
how
the hospital normally do it.
Yeah, I don't need to be in it. Well, we can't do that. That's not our policy. Isn't that stupid?
I don't understand. What are they going to do?
They're going to put a video camera down my throat. They're going to have to sedate me to look at my vocal cords.
Sure.
And my throat and my esophagus, see what's wrong.
But when will you get to leave? Are they essentially trying to get you to stay in the hospital?
No,
so they can bill you more?
No, I'm just going to stay there for a short time while they do the test, and then I'm over. But they
am
won't.
I totally missing this?
You
language?
Are so green. Look, they've got rules. They're a bureaucracy. Well, I'm sorry. You know, you're going to be somewhat hampered, and we're not going to be responsible for walking you down those steps.
Yeah,
dangerous.
That's it.
That's why they have wheelchairs.
We can't
even do that. They want someone to
look,
come up.
They're not going
to
do it, Ian.
I see.
Do you understand? They're not going to take the responsibility. So what he needs to do is, take it as far as you can, and then just stand there. Somebody will take you.
They won't. Yeah. They won't even book me unless I have somebody pick me up. That's ridiculous. I said, why can't you walk me downstairs? Well, it's not our policy. And the social worker won't do anything for my health care system because I'm not a member of Harvard yet. It's so ridiculous. This is a backwards society.
Oh, no, wait a minute. No, it's a backward state, actually. You're in Massachusetts, and things are about to get much worse there for you, Joe.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It wasn't too long ago that Massachusetts passed legislation that essentially is going to mandate health insurance for people. It's going to be a state-run health insurance situation, and so therefore the government is going to get in more control over your health care. So if you think it's bad now, if you think it's bureaucratic now, it's only going to get worse.
Because I don't have health insurance except MassHealth, and most people don't take it.
Well, now more people are going to be forced into MassHealth or whatever it is. Is that the state
plan? Years ago, people used to help people that needed help. It was just the right thing to do, you know?
Right.
Now they don't care about it. They're afraid they're going to get sued. Well, sometimes they should be, sometimes they shouldn't. But
One of the other reasons why people don't want to help is because they believe the government's there to help you, when in fact the government isn't there to help, and they only hinder and hurt people, but yet everyone presumes that the government is a helpful entity, and therefore, well, there's no reason for me to stop by the side of the road and help this guy out of the burning car. The government will be here to handle that.
Yeah, not to mention people are fiscally incapable of donating to charity or helping other people out in that way because they're being taxed to death.
Because the taxes are impoverishing people. So
and,
they're
the charities and the Enrons that rip people off and the oil executives, which have a very big salary, which has made a profit. That's another thing.
Well, a lot of the big companies, the big corporations are tied in hand-in-hand with the government. It's, it's essentially a good old boys club. They all help one another out. They scratch each other's backs, and they protect them.
Can I ask one quick question before I leave? I know that United 93 was a terrible thing, but I have a friend, and I agree with him. He said, if this had happened, this would have had a revolution. I know there's going to be a revolution sooner or later.
What had happened?
If the United 93 had crashed into the Capitol building in full House of Legislation, because that would have gotten rid of all our senators, and we would have started over again, all our politicians, because most of them are corrupt. 90% of them are corrupt. 99.
Yeah. Oh, I agree with you. They're certainly corrupt people, but it would just simply attract more corrupt people. Absolute power corrupts, absolutely.
Do you think we're going to have a revolution like they do to other countries? Do you think people are going to storm the Capitol someday?
I don't think so,
and I hope not.
I don't want to see a violent revolution in America. I don't think we have to have a violent revolution.
Well, people aren't waking up yet until it's too late. And then I think that's what, because that's what history does.
That is what history does.
That may happen.
You know what, Joe? You're probably right. It probably will happen because people are violent by nature. I just hope that it doesn't.
I hope the Free State Project makes it so it doesn't.
Yeah, we appreciate hearing from
you. Okay, thanks.
800-259-9231. I would like to absolutely see a nonviolent revolution where we can effect change by being civilly disobedient. The government might use violence on us, and that'll be unfortunate. Some people might have to suffer to get the revolution to actually happen without violence on our part.
Could happen.
Gandhi certainly went through some of that.
But if people have enough intestinal fortitude to join the Free State Project and to do what it takes to join the Second American Revolution, then we will, I think that we'll avoid this mass bloody revolution that would occur, you know, X number of years down the line after the government got so ineffective and was taking so much money from the people that they finally just had to throw it off.
And I agree, and I think one of the main reasons why we can avoid violence is because we have communication today like they never did years past. More coming up. Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
If you're a small business owner, you know small business loans can be hard to come by. So who can you turn to get up to $150,000 in working capital in as little as 7 days? You call AmeriMerchant. AmeriMerchant provides money of all kinds to small businesses against their future credit card processing sales. So if you have Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers of $5,000 or more per month, you may be qualified to get up to $150,000 in working capital. So call right now. 800-817-2714. 800-817-2714. Use the money to buy more inventory, advertise, expand your operation, pay taxes, and more. There are no closing costs, no application fees, or financial statements needed at all. And we approve 90% of all qualified applications, so call right now. 800-817-2714. 800-817-2714.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. And get this, they guarantee my success in writing. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves with the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. The wiki is there, wiki.freetalklive.com. Wiki.freetalklive.com. We've got over 600 user-created pages full of information there. Information on the show, the hosts, the issues we talk about, and more. And it's all been created by you, the listeners. Almost all of the information there, added, edited. In fact, you can go in, create your own account, and edit virtually anything that you see in the wiki. Wiki.freetalklive.com. We go back to the phones, back to the fun. Let's talk to Charlie in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Yeah, hi, guys.
Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Charlie. Charlie.
Yeah, I was just tuning in, and the story with the person that got creative with the disciplining the child was pretty inspiring.
Yeah.
I think what that fellow did, or that family did, kind of less than threatening government intervention, they illustrated to the child the threat of government intervention.
They did illustrate it to him in a manner that they could understand.
Right. So sometimes the child, at an early age, they're being indoctrinated in the school systems to think that the government is the answer to everything.
Right.
And I thought that was absolutely wonderful. Maybe I was a little less creative in my situation. I got divorced when my children were very young, and my ex-wife allegedly became a drug dealer and was busted by the FBI. And you know,
wow.
There were some things going on. And with that, you know, there was a large possibility that she was evading taxes and, you know, on a state and federal level.
Sure.
To me, with a little bit of anger with what she had done to me, it was very tempting to drop a dime on her.
Sure.
Guess what? I would never do it. She also, with that type of involvement, or alleged involvement, sometimes would leave children home alone. And there was a large temptation, in one part, to protect my children, to call the Department of Social Service, and another, more revenge. So there's a temptation to jump to the government.
Right.
On two personal levels. One is to possibly protect the children, and one, the larger, is to get that bitch, if you'll pardon my language.
Yes.
I have to tell you, the situation was far, far less than perfect, but I would never, ever, ever call the government to so-called save my children, because as much as this was far less than perfect, can you imagine if the government came in and just hauled them children out of that house?
Into a foster care.
Do you think that they'd be coming to the father and saying, hey, Dad, you know, the ex-wife there's got a problem, and we're coming to you, and everything's going to be just fine? No.
Probably not.
It's swept up in this monstrosity of government bureaucracy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what?
Department of Children and Families or whatever
nothing,
it's called there.
Nothing in life is perfect. And the government would only have made it worse.
Absolutely.
Things are still not perfect, but you know what? We're still a family.
I'm curious, what ended up happening? I mean, you said there were allegations about drug dealing, the FBI got involved. What ended up happening to the ex-lady and the kids?
Well, it was a real big case down in Salem, Massachusetts. It was a Ma Baca case. you know, the family involvement. It was a big story.
Wow.
As far as the end result, the children are all adults. They're fairly well adjusted children. I'm a reasonably adjusted adult. My ex-wife is probably reasonably adjusted herself. Things have calmed down. Things have gotten better. But you know what? With all that went on, if anybody went to prison, if the DSS had hauled children out of the home, can you imagine how much worse this would be if the government was involved?
It'd be bad,
please,
man.
Calm down.
I'm glad you didn't choose that route.
They were as imperfect as they was and as imperfect as they are. The government would just make a big old mess out of all that.
Charlie, thanks for the wisdom. We appreciate hearing from
all
you.
All right.
Have a great night. 800-259-9231. No doubt, government aggravates problems. It does not solve them.
That's right. And it's something you're taught or supposed to be taught by your parents when you're very young. That's don't tattletale.
Mm.
You don't tattletale on other kids. You don't tattletale on your parents.
I don't think kids are necessarily taught that. I mean,
I know I was.
Who taught you that? Your parents did?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know.
You don't tattle.
I don't think I was ever taught that.
Yeah, I don't think I was either. 800-259.
I learned it on my own.
Oh, yeah.
That was the right thing to do. Unless there's violence going on, I think it's all right to, you know. I think ratting somebody out's appropriate if they're harming others, if they're hurting others. But that's the only answer.
It's, okay, it's appropriate in some cases, but to advocate it, to advocate tattletelling.
Indeed. Bad idea.
Yes.
All right, 1-800-259-9231. Since we're talking kids and discipline, children, let's talk about women and children. Because according to a study out of London, looks like women, believe it or not, are attracted to men who like children.
Duh.
Women can apparently pick up cues about how men feel about children, this according to ABC News, from their faces, and use the subtle signs to rate them as potential partners, according to scientists. A team of researchers from the U.S. showed that an affinity for children and male hormone levels play a role in determining how attractive men are to women. According to one of the researchers, quote, our data suggests that men's interest in children predicts their long-term mate attractiveness, even after we account for how physically attractive the women rated the men. In the study of nearly 70 men and women, an interest in children was linked to long-term partnership potential, while women were attracted to men with higher testosterone levels as short-term romantic mates. Isn't that odd?
Interesting.
It seems odd to me that a woman would realize, on maybe subconscious level, I'm not sure, she would realize that a man who was interested in children was a better partner, but yet she's still interested in having sex with a man with a lot of testosterone.
How is that odd?
Well,
chicks always go for the bad guy,
right?
But eventually they end up with the good guy.
Well, the thing is for the kids.
From an evolutionary standpoint, it's not going to be too long before you have the kid from the bad guy, and then you have the expectation that the good guy is then going to take care of the kids of the bad guy, and that's not a very reasonable expectation.
No, not at all.
Right. The study provides the first direct evidence that women's attractiveness judgments specifically track both men's affinity for children and men's hormone concentrations. The scientists tested the testosterone levels of 39 male undergraduate students from saliva samples. They also determined their affinity for children by asking them to choose between photos of an adult or a baby and to rate their interest. The researchers photographed the men and showed the photos to 29 female students who were asked to rate the men on whether they thought they liked children, their masculinity, physical attractiveness, and potential as short and long-term partners. So they didn't actually get to meet these guys. This study was simply done based on a photograph.
Hmm. Doesn't sound like much of a study to me.
You don't think so? You think it doesn't have any validity?
Yeah, it may have some, but...
Well...
You're not putting... The purpose of the study is women can tell these things by looking at a man's face.
Right.
Cues.
Right. And
that's
you're not getting...
Suggesting.
And you're not exactly getting all those cues by looking at a photograph.
It would seem to me that you would be getting very no cues, period, by looking at a photograph, because it's just a snapshot in time.
That's true.
It doesn't tell you what the cues are, like the micro movements that are supposed to be able to tell if people are lying or if they're unhappy or things like
or
that.
Or like when you say baby and their mouth curls up or something like that.
It's probably our lack of understanding, though. I'm sure that these guys didn't waste all that government money on some stupid study.
Nonetheless, they are saying there's a correlation. I mean, the women were able to identify, apparently, the guys that were interested in babies simply by looking at photos. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list and can get on free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. Again, updates.freetalklive.com. So we're talking kids, we're talking about this recent study that was done, which is certainly questionable. I mean, it's not even... I don't think scientifically accurate because it was only 70 men and women that they studied. That's just interesting. That's all it really is.
You can't say, 1,000 people scientific and anything other than it's not, because there's different, when you're doing different types of studies, a different amount of NTAB is appropriate.
I see.
I would have to see more information on the study to know what I thought about it, but I'm not sure that looking at pictures is going to tell you all the non-communicative or non-verbal communicative skills.
There's There's a little bit more information. Essentially, what happened was they had 70 young people, undergraduates. They 39 males, 29 females, and they took saliva samples from the males to test their testosterone levels. They also
at that moment,
right? They also determined whether or not they were partial towards children or not, and then they put these photos of these males in front of the females. They were asked to rate the men whether or not they thought they liked children. What turned out that the women were able to choose the men who had expressed an interest in children during the photo test. They also described men who had high testosterone levels as being masculine. So maybe it was just simply the guys that looked tougher, they figured they weren't as good with kids. Maybe that's all it was, you know?
It's not like they were exclusive, but it doesn't sound to me like they were exclusive. You're either in the high testosterone category or you're in the you like kids category. It doesn't sound that way at all to me. Hmm. It sounds like they can rate them masculine and
I see what or you're
saying. Likes kids.
Got it. Hey, we're going to, let's see, talk about the cannibal guy. We will get to that, but first we go to Eric in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Eric.
Talk to you.
What's up?
Did your screener tell you I was running for Congress, too?
No. Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm the candidate, Libertarian candidate, and only one in New York, I might add.
Wow, that's great.
But I have two kids, and I know you guys are talking about kids tonight, so
yeah.
Let it rip. What do you want to know about kids? I'll give you my rift on it.
What do I want to know? This isn't my show. This is, you know, you bring up what you want to talk about. So you tell me about discipline, if you want. I mean, how do you discipline your kids?
Discipline is a series of good habits, right?
I don't know. You tell me.
It certainly is. A lot of people confuse discipline and punishment, I think. That's my opinion, from what I see of other parents. But discipline is that daily in-and-out activity of, you know, or scheduling a routine for your kids and the good and the bad habits.
Mm-hmm.
That's what discipline is. That's the long-range idea of discipline.
Do you spank your kids?
Sometimes I do. But, you know, the little one is only like 8 months old, so obviously
right.
You don't have any moral barometer there.
Just give her a good shake, huh?
That's right. The little guy, the four-year-old, you got to watch him. He's in paint and everything all of a sudden before you even know it.
He kind of likes getting spanked, huh? He's like he's one of those daredevils.
He's attention for him, right?
You know?
Come on, Daddy, I'm going to do something bad. Punish me so I get some attention.
Right. There are some kids that do enjoy being spanked, aren't there?
Well, I won't get in. I don't know about that. I'll let you guys decide that.
They don't care. Like, it doesn't bother them at all.
Yeah, they
like,
are indifferent.
Yeah.
Go ahead, smack me. I don't care.
Right.
That's right. Yeah.
Mm. So, there you go, Eric. Anything else on your mind?
Not at all. Like I said, I just wanted to get a shameless plug in for my candidacy up here in New York. So,
great. Well,
you know,
congratulations.
Wish us luck, and, you know, we plug you guys everywhere we go to.
Everyone vote for Eric. You'll know him because he's the only libertarian on the ballot. Thanks, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800, I don't know if that's a good thing. I mean, you said congratulations. You said good, but that's not good. That means that there's only one libertarian on the ballot.
Well, I wish that there were more libertarians on the ballot, but it probably would be a good thing to vote for Eric.
Yes.
Right.
Indeed.
And it's good that we know who he is.
So, we're talking about men, and...
Seems like a nice guy.
We were talking about men and testosterone, and we're all looking right now at a photograph of the German cannibal. We've talked about him before. He's been in the news...
You think he looks like he's masculine?
I think he looks like a psychopath.
Good with kids.
I think he looks like he likes kids. with a side of potatoes.
Medium rare.
Raw. No, he did not eat children. He ate a man. Well, voluntarily, the guy came to him, traveled to this guy's apartment, so he could be eaten by this man.
And the top line here says that a German man who killed and ate an apparently willing victim. No. It was an obviously willing
yes,
victim.
It was videotaped.
It was videotaped.
He
what
consented
do you,
multiple times.
Many, many times. What
he
do you want?
He consented while he was being eaten.
Yeah, precisely. Was he being eaten or just slaughtered at that point?
Slaughtered, good point. Maybe he was not being eaten. I'm not sure.
I don't know. He probably, you know, if you want to eat a guy, you probably are going to, you know, try some at fresh and then you're going to save the rest.
Putting the entrails in your mouth, that sort of thing. Well, anyway, what happened was Armin Muse, 44, was sentenced to 8.5 years in prison, according to the BBC, in 2004.
Gee, that's all?
Yeah. Well, after being found guilty of the manslaughter of Bernd Jürgen Brands, but a judge ordered a retrial after ruling that the sentence was too lenient.
You couldn't do that in America.
No, you can't.
Nope.
That's double jeopardy. During the retrial, prosecutors said Muse had a fetish for human flesh and therefore could reoffend after he got out of his 8-year sentence. Let's see. At the retrial, the prosecution made a graphic case that Muse was guilty of murder and argued that he should never be released from prison. A psychologist said Muse, who had admitted he still had fantasies about devouring the flesh of attractive young people, could reoffend. A video which Muse filmed during the acts of cannibalism was central to the prosecution's case. It said the video proved that Muse killed his victim for his own sexual pleasure. Muse's lawyer admitted his client had a fetish for human flesh, but claimed he was no danger to society. Apparently, Mr. Brandis, the man who was killed, agreed to the idea of being eaten after making a contract with his killer in an internet chat room. This led the court to convict him of the manslaughter charge instead of murder. We'll give you a little more detail here as to how the killing actually went down. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. We promise we won't eat you even if you want us to. 800-259-9231. Talking about the German cannibal, we will give you the details on how the killing actually went down. First, we want to tell you about the AMP program. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. If you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, you want to help us out, AMP the show. We've got over 220 of our listeners who become amplifiers for as little as $3 a month. Now, all the stuff we do on our website, we do it for free. We give it away to you. If you like that, $3 a month. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. We take the money in, turn it right back around into advertising for the show. It gets us on more radio stations. It gets us more internet listeners. It helps spread the message of freedom and liberty around the world. And if that's important to you, you should definitely go learn more about the AMP program. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Learn about the perks that you get. Learn about the milestones that we have with the program. Once again, amp.freetalklive.com. Join the club. All right. The German cannibal. He has been resentenced. Sentence changed from 8.5 years on a manslaughter charge to life. He has life in prison now in Germany because he ate a man with the other guy's permission. They met on an internet chat room. They contracted. They made up some sort of an agreement that said, you come to me and I will eat you.
It's not too bad.
Sounds good.
Yeah. And so here's what happened. The pair met at Muse's home in Rotenburg, Muse is the killer, in March of 2001. where they had sex before Muse cut off Brandis' penis, which the men then cooked and attempted to eat.
Keyword being attempted.
And men. Like, he was...
Both of them.
He had his penis cut off.
Yeah.
And can you imagine?
They were going to eat it.
Like, okay, throw that on the grill there. Cook it right up. Let's slice it into some pieces as you're bleeding.
Yeah.
You're sitting there.
That's your penis in the frying pan.
Well, it didn't stop there. Muse later stabbed and killed Brandis before cutting him to pieces, freezing the parts of his body, and then freezing parts of his body. Some of which he later ate.
Well, now they just say stabbed and killed, but this guy was actually cutting off pieces of his body
while he was alive.
And you know, asking him, "So you're sure you want me to kill you?
Yes.
You sure you want me to continue to slaughter you?
Kill me? Yes.
Yes. It was just like that. It was so sick and weird.
Yes. As he was being killed, he was still consenting to the killing.
Now, what as libertarians do we think the government should do about this?
Stay out of it.
Absolutely. Yep. I support that guy's right to be slaughtered by these two freaks to participate in whatever weird sexual fetish thing that they've got going on. I mean, if you can produce a videotape that says that shows that you killed a man completely with his consent,
and it's obvious he's not being coerced
over and over again.
I think that's important. It's obvious that he's not being coerced into saying, "Yes, kill me." You know, you don't have a gun to his head, not forcing him to say, "Kill me." Where he's obviously, you know, he's there on his own volition. He came there on his own. He wants to be killed. Fine.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Yeah. You want to eat your own penis, buddy? That's your decision.
Well, it says they tried to. They attempted.
It is, after all.
It does say they attempted to eat it. That doesn't sound like they were very successful at it.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Well, I mean, I can't imagine. They've probably never had the opportunity to cook one before, so they didn't know what seasonings to put on. They just gave up.
It'd be easy. You just throw some butter and garlic.
You can use Lowry's on anything.
Oh, yeah.
A little MSG. You know, if something doesn't work out in the
MSG.
Kitchen, just lace it with MSG.
Yep.
Makes everything better.
Oh, my goodness.
Boys, we're done for tonight.
Thank
Benny
God.
Here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
So we'll see
I
you
can't
tomorrow.
Stand any more of this.
We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How would you...